You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Gotta thank everybody who sent birthday love to me on yesterday. It's a really rough day for me. On one hand, on the other hand, I was super grateful and thankful for all the people that reached out all over this country, particularly our listeners who get down with us every morning. But there was one phone call, one message that I did not receive yesterday, Brian, and it just really put me in a space for a minute, but I just kept remembering that he was such a happy person normally, and that he would want me to have that same happy personality. So I decided to put some clothes on yesterday, put a little makeup on, put some rouge on my face.
Some who?
A little rouge. That's
what is that?
That's what my grandma used to call blush. They put a little rouge on.
Okay. All right, I get it. Well, glad to see you smiling and happy today, for real.
Man, after the show, I went and got me a cupcake. So I was like, I can't get a whole cake and bring it to my house. You know, I don't have that type of willpower. Then I went and got my lashes done. And I went to Kansas City Restaurant Week. They had like a tasting for the media. And Julie and I went and had some delicious treats in anticipation of KC Restaurant Week.
Hey, everybody's been talking about that. A lot of people wishing they push it back to the spring or summer too.
I made a reservation to go to Lydia's. I've always wanted to go there since I've been in Kansas City, and for some reason I've never done it. And the perfect time to take advantage of the special deals is during KC Restaurant Week. So I'm going to be going to Lydia's with a friend of mine on Friday night. And I have to report back on Monday and let you guys know how delicious it was.
You gonna be here Monday?
You right, I sure am. I forgot about that.
Just text me the report, I got you.
It's Martin Luther King Day. We'll talk about it Tuesday then. Yes. What you get into?
Let's see, last night I actually went to go visit the new Chiefs workout facility, Chiefs Fit, over there on Metcalf.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
It's the new Chiefs version of 24-hour fitness, I guess. Except it ain't 24 hours.
Are you going to join?
I'm thinking about it, but I...
Metcalf is far from your house, though. You ain't going.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell my dog, Jay. That's who I was working out with.
You just going to be giving them that money for no reason. Just to say you part of the Chiefs facility.
You know we done that before, huh?
Exactly. You ain't riding all the way out there. I'm just...
Nah,
telling you,
keeping it real. I was thinking that in my head, but they built another one too by the plaza. So
that one we'll possibly go to.
Yeah, we'll see about that. It's very nice. I love it. It's everything Chiefs and workout that you need in there. Got on and streamed on Facebook for a second. If all my gamers out there, come on, hit me up, man. Brian B. Shiny, you want something bad, and I can give you an L or two, including you, Shay. If you want something.
I don't have a gaming system, and you know this. I'm literally in a video game, and I had to go to your house to even see my part in it because I don't have gaming systems.
When you gonna come back and finish that and play it?
I don't know. We started trying to play it, but I quickly became uninterested.
She used to Mario Brothers, y'all.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are mostly clear in 31 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Your boy Kanye West is set to meet up with Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to TMZ, Ye is traveling to Moscow to do one of his Sunday service performances, and he's going to handle a couple of business endeavors and then pop out on Putin, I guess.
They believe in the Lord over there in the Soviet Union?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Why would you think not?
I don't know. I'm not cultured enough. My bad. Everybody needs a touch from the Lord.
They got, you know, different political views, but God is pretty much worldwide.
All right. I thought he was only here in Kansas City. My bad.
Right. Other news, Ye was spotted at dinner with Antonio Brown.
Lord.
And I wonder what was going on with them. The new girlfriend was at the table too, Julia Fox. he's already buying her clothes and trying to manipulate what she wears. I don't know how I would feel as a woman if a dude was trying to tell me what to wear every day. Now, one thing would be popping out with a new outfit. Here, baby, here go a dress. I want to see you in this. I'm like, ooh, thank you, baby. But if every day I'm about to run to the Price Chopper, he's saying, okay, put these leggings on, put this sweatshirt on, put this, I might be a little offended.
You think he doing that?
Yeah, he just bought a whole new wardrobe.
Well, hopefully she's taking them two to treatment, because they need it.
So Nelly is responding to a claim that he lost $300,000 in a bag. I don't know if you saw this story, but it came up last week. We didn't talk about it just because I was like, okay, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So allegedly, Nelly lost this bag with $300,000 U.S. American dollars in it. And the woman says that she found it and returned it to him, and he only gave her $100.
We up here at the bowling alley. She found Nelly's bag. It had $300,000 in it. And get what she do? She gave it back.
And what they give?
Tell her what they give.
They
gave her $100.
$100
for giving back
$300,000. This is zone 4 of Atlanta right here. Don't listen to none of this. I think I know the girl.
Really?
No, I don't, for real.
Where did they turn the bag into? I get the bowling alley, I guess?
It's a lie. So Nelly came back and said,
it's what?
Super cap.
It's a lie.
I didn't lose bleep. I don't know what bag or whose bag they talk about, but it's a damn show. Wasn't mine. You're a lying sack of
All of them lying on me.
But why would you lie about that? You want to just
for
be,
views.
That's
clicks.
So stupid. Brian.
It's the way of the world now, man. I assume those are younger folks, in their 20s, teens, perhaps.
But Nelly, of all people, why Nelly? Say Lil Baby. Say.
Was he just in.
Dub Baby.
Atlanta or something?
I don't know. Well, yeah. I don't know this man's schedule.
Who knows, man?
Schedule.
People will do anything to go viral, man.
I guess so. You remember Clay Aiken from American Idol?
Yeah.
He went up against Ruben Studdard, and I think that's the year Ruben won.
The Velvet Teddy Bear.
Man, Ruben is a real nice man. I liked him a whole lot. What happened? He could sing. So Aiken announced on Monday that he is going to be running for the 6th congressional district in his home state of North Carolina.
Everybody running for office. Kanye, Trump, Clay Aiken, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Clay got it started back in 2014. He ran for a congressional seat back then in his home state of North Carolina, but he didn't win. So he said, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I got a friend of mine who wants to have all these babies and then just wants to pass them off.
They passing them to you?
Yes.
Are you taking care of them? Or?
I am.
I ain't got no friends like that I'm going to take care of their whole baby unless they passed away or something.
Well, it's kind of hard when the parents are out there doing stuff they shouldn't be. And babies need somebody to step up for them.
Okay, also known as drugs. Is that what they know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah,
you got a big heart, don't you?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I love those little kids. I've been fighting with them for 5 years.
Do you get any money for them, or are you paying this yourself?
I'm paying it myself.
They going to let you claim them on the taxes, though, right?
They ain't going to have no choice. I got paperwork. I went smart with this.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Yeah, well, look at you. In the heart of Kansas City is so big, Brian.
Man, I'm definitely going to holler at you in February. Tax season.
Going to all them babies.
All right, what's your name?
Taxi. Like, hey, yo, Taxi. Like the
Taxi.
Taxi, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Taxi.
There you go.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're not my dad.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Boss, wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean. Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren Boy. Long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleeping never takes long.
93 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
What up, Max Sauce? Good morning. 6:52 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're mostly clear and 30 in Blue Springs.
Enjoy this warmer weather. The weather lady said this morning snow could return Saturday morning to the area. Colder temps, snow, ice, all beg the question, should you warm up your car before pulling off in winter weather? I've always heard, especially if you've got an older ride, that you should warm your car up.
Most certainly. I don't care what they say. I'm warming my car up.
Well, the experts, people who actually know about cars, you're not included in that number. They say you don't have to do it, especially if you have a newer car. They said the newer cars have fuel injection systems and not carburetors. So starting a car and waiting for 30 seconds, you can just pull off.
But it's cold.
Yeah, but they said all of the fuel, and it only takes about 30 seconds for everything to get going in your ride.
I'm still warming it up. It's still too cold inside. I want my car a little warm when I get inside. Now.
Not to you.
I'm talking about to them.
I'm
now
just trying
what?
To educate you and let you know you ain't got to do all that if you don't want to. You take that knowledge and do what you want with it. So they said that there are times where you may want to wait a little bit more to let your car warm up, and that's if you have to scrape snow and ice off the windows. But other than that, you know, just to get the window defrosted or whatever, don't pull off then, you know, until you can get the vision together. Yeah. But as far as mechanical wise, you good, especially if you got a car past the 90s.
Yeah, I'd be riding like Ace Ventura.
I don't get that reference.
When he's outside of the window, he got his head outside of the window.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I got to do. You've never done that before?
No.
You ain't never been in a rush to where you can only scrape off half the window and then you got to do the Ace Ventura for about five minutes?
No. I'm not getting ready to endanger my life. Whoever I'm in a rush to can wait until I clean off my window.
Live dangerously, Shay. Live dangerously.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In 2000, KCPS became the first school district nationwide to lose its accreditation. Brian, today is a day for celebration. Yesterday, after two decades, the Kansas City Public School System now has its full accreditation back.
You gotta love it, Shay. It's been a long road for all the faculty. Students like myself who were in that era of KCPS, we know the struggles that we had. We know the resources that we didn't have. We know the money we didn't have, the faulty faculty that we had, the teachers who didn't care, superintendents who didn't care. But now we are super blessed to have Mark Budell and a renewed energy, renewed spirit, and enough current congratulations can't be given to the entire faculty and staff at KCPSA.
Everybody worked together to make this possible for the young people, because that's really the focus of this thing, is to make sure that the kids have an education that they can take on and live a full life with. Graduation rates are up. This is going to have an effect on the economy in Kansas City as well, because many people were not wanting to live within the bounds of Kansas City Public Schools, so they didn't want to bring their kids there. So now this won't be a thought in those folks' minds in some cases, you know?
Right.
So super congratulations to everybody. I already reached out to Dr. Bedell's office. We're going to have him on the show to kind of talk about what's next. I know that he celebrated for like probably 2 seconds, and he's on to what's next now. And that's making sure that the young people have everything that they need to be successful.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Sunny skies. Right now you are mostly cloudy and 31. And Lee Summit Shade was popping.
It's Capricorn season. So let's wish a happy birthday to some of our Capricorn celebrity friends. You don't seem excited about Capricorn season.
I know. I love Capricorns. Y'all crazy, but adorable.
Radio host Howard Stern in East Street 68.
Example right there.
He's making a lot of money with his crazy. I ain't gonna lie. NBA great Dominique Wilkins. He's 62. What negative you got to say about him?
Nothing. He was cold.
R&B singer A. Marie in East Street 42.
Got to act quickly, you and I.
Day Marie. I don't know why her career didn't pop as big as I thought it could have. Actress Issa Rae. She's 37 today.
Mm-hmm.
What negative you got to say about her?
No, I don't know nothing about her. Good. She did a good job with Insecure, I guess. Y'all love it.
Music producer Zaytoven is 42. Rapper and member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Raekwon.
Challenge finest. What up, P? Peace, your highness, show I'm lounging. Big style, young niggas is the finest. Moves you're making, true fly shoes is shaking out a rape patient.
Wu-Tang is for the kids, Shay.
It is.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 12th.
Congratulations on our order for Jeannie Mai and Jeezy. Wait, they welcomed their first child into the world on January 5th.
Hey, congratulations. What's the name?
We don't know yet. It just says Baby Jenkins on the little thing that they put the baby in.
Yeah.
What is that called? The bassinet?
Incubator? My bad.
Incubator for sick babies.
Not my dad!
My bad.
So, if you remember, Jeannie Mai and Jeezy got married in April of 2021. And Jeannie went to her Instagram yesterday with the caption, "I asked God for a life of love and happiness. He sent me my family. Baby Jenkins is here."
A proof that miracles do work.
So, former University of Las Vegas basketball player, her name is Dylan Gonzalez. She's accusing Trey Songz of rape. According to People magazine, Gonzalez said in a statement yesterday, quote, "With what seems like endlessly reoccurring news of the alleged sexual assaults committed by Trey Songz, I am forced to repeatedly relive in my mind and suffer anew the long-suppressed horror and unbearable PTSD of my rape by his very hands at a well-known Las Vegas hotel." She went on to say, "I want to send my love, strength, and hope to all who are victims of sexual assault and its fatal nature. You are not alone. I stand with you and encourage all those who have suffered abuse to speak out and come forward. Suppression of our voices only emboldens our oppressors, and you cannot heal what you do not reveal." So Trey Songz's team respond to this young woman's allegations with, quote, "Trey and his team are confident in the legal process and that there will be an abundance of exonerating information to come over the next few weeks." Two men who've been arrested in the murder of rapper Young Dolph are in custody right now. Justin Johnson was taken into custody after he was captured by the U.S. Marshals officers in Indiana. He's facing first-degree murder. And then a second man, who's a suspected gunman, 32-year-old Cornelius Smith, was also arrested and booked into Shelby County Jail. He was charged with first-degree murder as well.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for the staff at J. Rieger. That was the first time I've ever been to that place. It was really nice, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You been in there?
No.
KC Restaurant Week, they had their media tastings. Had a chance to run into some media friends. Met some new folk. What's up to Fanny's West African Restaurant? They were there. Summit Pizza. Yeah, some barbecue and stuff there, too. I didn't get a chance to eat that. Julie did, though.
Bon appetit!
Julie eats everything.
They had ribs. You would have enjoyed that.
Mm.
Also, one time for Adorn Vanity. Lady came up to me, got a beauty salon. "Hey, girl, come over here and get your hair done." And I said, "Hey, girl, hey, thank you."
That means no.
No, it does not, Brian.
I'm playing, y'all.
So the Missouri State Senate, they're considering a plan to increase funding for Kansas City's police department. The plan would seek to raise the required amount taken from the city's general fund, which sits right now at 20% for the KCPD. This legislation would call for an increase to 25% of the total revenue taken in by the city. Of course, Chief Rick Smith is in support of Senate Bill 678. He testified at the Missouri State Senate on this. And on the opposite side, Mayor Quentin Lucas, of course, said that, you know, he thinks that the amount that's already being used is sufficient. The question this morning, Brian, is do you think increasing the police's budget will actually help deter crime in the city?
I don't. It hasn't in the past. I don't. I really don't. I think we need better training and we need better officers.
Kansas City, what do you think about the proposed increase in the city's police budget?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Right now, Missouri State Senate is considering a plan to increase funding for Kansas City's police department. As it stands right now, the city's general fund allocates 20% of its budget to KCPD. And so this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 678 to be exact, will call for 25% of the total pot of the city's general fund to go toward the police department.
This is a department that's been involved in a number of controversies, Shay, especially under Chief Rick Smith, you know, Cameron Lamb, Donnie Sanders, the excessive force, the summer protests from 2020, them getting rid of Casey Nova. I mean, we can go on and on. And you want to get this department more money?
So the question this morning is, do you think increasing the police's budget will help deter crime?
It's not going to help nothing. The crime is still going to go on. They're going to keep killing us. So I don't think that that's a good idea to raise that up at all. It's not going to fix nothing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that with us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Doug E.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.
You already know. Oh, my God.
I thought I put a little music.
A legend in the game. An icon in the game. If you've ever been to one of his performances, then you know why Chuck D named him the world's greatest entertainer. Talking about the human beatbox himself, Dougie Fresh. Welcome to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Oh, man, I appreciate being here with y'all. I hope that your families are well. I hope everything is going good.
First off, you don't age. What are you doing to stay so young looking?
I think stress plays a major part in aging people. So I practice every day not allowing anybody to take away my joy and my happiness, as well as just being thankful. If you're here and you're not thankful, then something is wrong, because we have been going through some interesting times.
Dougie Fresh, you've got six sons. Having regular sex, does that have anything to do with staying young?
Well, that helps quite a bit. You know, you got to stay rejuvenated, you know what I mean? I hear a lot of people say, I don't want any kids, and big families not the way they used to be. You know, I come from that Caribbean family where it's like 9, 10 running around and everybody's happy.
That's right. Let it fly free. Why hold back your seed?
Damn. I like how you said that.
This is your first full-length album since 1995. It's called This One's for Chuck Brown, who is a go-go icon. I went to college at an HBCU in North Carolina, and go-go was such a big part of our campus music. Talk to us about why you wanted to use this album to honor Chuck Brown, of course, who passed away a few years ago.
First of all, God bless you for being and going to an HBCU. Let me start with that. And let me tell you, you know better than anybody that a lot of times we do things and we don't get our full acknowledgement or credit for what we create. So Chuck Brown being the godfather of Go-Go, I thought it was important for him to get the full acknowledgement. I was a person that was honored and privileged to know Chuck Brown. I performed with him in many occasions. I was a part of one of his biggest last performances where he performed on the Capitol lawn in D.C. When this album idea came to me, it was more of a, it came as a dream. I know that I was inspired to do it just by spiritually being connected to him. He was what we call a neighbor entertainer, which means that he would get along and kick it with anybody and treat you like you were family. And that is the way I think entertainers should be. I think we got away from being real with each other and treating each other like we all mean something. And he would get on stage in front of 20,000 people and turn the joint up.
Yes.
So I appreciated what he represented, and that's why I did it.
Everybody's been talking about these versus battles. They've been getting us through the pandemic. Where is the Dougie Fresh versus battle? And who do you think could stand up against the entertainer himself?
I would only do a versus if it was set up in a way where it would bring a lot of good energy and it would bring like more of a celebration and an engagement and interaction with different performers coming in and turning into like the ultimate party or something like that.
During the halftime, there's a tribute to fellow beatboxer Bismarcky, who has passed away. This is how I see it in my mind's eye, because you definitely need to be on the versus stage. More people need to see what the artistry is about. And that's what I think, like when we saw Jadakiss and the Lox do their thing, it's like bringing it back to what the true essence of hip hop is all about, you know. And there's so many young people who don't understand that. And I think that you and artists like you are more necessary, more now than ever.
No, I appreciate that. The other day I did a show up in Buffalo and I watched people lose it. When I did my thing, I watched how people just, you know, they were just so happy to be out and enjoy themselves. I'm more concerned with that and creating that than I am really showing people what I do.
I was living in Dallas back in 2009 when Teach Me How to Dougie came out, and you were introduced to a whole new set of folks. Dougie was a big dance in that city at the time.
Right.
What did that do for your career?
It's funny too that you say Dallas, because this young brother named Little Will called me up and he made my Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, can I join him in the video? And his mom was there and she was like, y'all ain't doing it. This is Dougie. This is how you do it. And, you know, she in the video. It organically connected me to many different generations without me having to try and fit in. I was just being my authentic self. And it became cool to be who you are. And that's a blessing from the creator, because we are always trying to fit in or create something to seem like we're fitting in. And I never was the kind of guy that felt like I had to do that. I felt like if I be myself, I will fit in.
Dougie Fresh, 4 decades on the scene. We love you, your fashion style, Teach Me How to Dougie, all of that. Everything about Dougie Fresh is what we need right now. Make sure you pick up this one for Chuck Brown right now. It's available. Download it and support this man.
I appreciate this interview, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. It's going to be nice. Right now, you are mostly cloudy in 32 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, you know, tomorrow, it's J13. We'll be celebrating Founders Day for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, okay. Incorporated.
All right, now.
I'm trying to rest my voice without getting too loud so I can ooh properly.
The lovely ladies of DST.
Speaking of Asara, K. Michelle is going to be re-emerging with a new single and reality show on Lifetime called My Killer Body. It's premiering February 3rd at 9 p.m. And the new single, she says, is going to be from her last R&B album. She says she's going to stop putting out R&B music.
She about to do country western, ain't she?
Well, that was one thing that she talked about a while back, but she complained that the country community wouldn't let her in.
Yeah, I can see that. Man, I don't think there's a better person to talk about this stuff. Maybe Kim Kardashian or something. But K. Michelle is well chronicled her battle with this thing. So I think this is good to open the doors up and let young women see.
You're talking about the reality show.
Yeah, the reality show. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Man, yeah, definitely. She hurt herself, her body, and she's been having some really serious side effects from getting, I think, the booty shots. Mm-hmm.
Mm. She got them out.
So, Geno Smith.
Quarterback for the Seahawks, backup quarterback, that is.
Did he used to be the quarterback for the Jets?
Yeah, he was their first round pick in 2013.
Okay, that's why his name was in my head. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know him.
Yeah.
Well, he got arrested yesterday on suspicion of DUI by the Washington State Patrol. Said he was doing 96 miles per hour in a 60 mile zone and driving erratically across several lanes of traffic.
Oh.
He was later on released on a $1,000 bail. They're on the couch right now, right? Seahawks?
Yeah, Seahawks ain't in the playoffs. Okay. They probably going to lose Russell Wilson. So not sure this is the greatest thing for Geno Smith.
Whew. Denzel Washington says he's still processing the death of Sidney Poitier. Yeah. Said they were friends for 40 years. I didn't realize that.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, icon that you looked up to, you know, before Denzel. Way before Denzel, there was Sidney. So... I can imagine the loss he's going through right now.
Another icon in the game, Janet Jackson. She opened up about the 2004 Super Bowl scandal. Do we have a recording of that?
Mm-mm, that was in a magazine.
Hmm. So she said during the interview, okay.
Don't do that.
What?
come on.
I have a very sufficient Janet.
Come on, Shay Jackson.
I haven't tried it in a long time, so that's what I'm... Everyone would have... want to stay young and no, that's Kim Kardashian.
You really
on.
Think I'll be listening to you?
Hold on,
I ain't
Janet.
Listening to you.
Janet, where's my Janet?
Come on,
where is my Janet?
Soften it up a little bit.
Wait, give me a second. Right. I gotta get my Janet and your voice.
Get her right here, man.
come on, Shay.
Everyone would have.
Come on, wait, you got it.
No. Usually I start with, hi guys, yeah. This is Jan. Okay, now I got it.
All right,
hi bet. Guys, this is Jan. Everyone would always want to stay young and this and that, but it's inevitable. I mean, we're all going to get there. There's another road. It's a little bit... What is she talking about?
She trying to change the subject.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Gary Caldwell.
All right, let's see what you got.
Say it if you trust me, do it if you want me, show it if you need me, prove it if you love me, say it if you trust me, do it if you want me, show it if you need me, prove it.
Just the want me. That's what it was for me.
It's rough this morning.
Gary, you got your name entered into the contest to get $1,000 in cold cash on January 28th, 4 p.m. during the Playmaker Show, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
It's the Morning Grind with Shay Unshine on Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stag high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103 Jam.
Pay me fool.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ, powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Gems.
With so much going on in our nation, it is easy to become overwhelmed and obsessed with the news. In fact, one news outlet reported that Google searches increased for psychologist or therapist near me. Overconsumption of the news can lead to emotional overload, uncontrollable racing thoughts, and hypervigilance. So to prevent these emotional outbursts, overloads, everything that you may be experiencing, try the following steps. First, Have one media-free day per week. Next, turn off cable TV news and take a break from Facebook. And most importantly, do not read the comments. Attend worship services and participate in volunteer activities to connect with other people. Try relaxation techniques, mindfulness meditation, listening to music, knitting, reading, or some other restorative activity that takes your mind off of trending topics. Don't go looking for trouble. Limit your searches for things that may be provocative or that may agitate you. Use cognitive behavioral therapy to consciously shut down unhealthy thoughts and redirect the mind to more constructive, creative endeavors. Attend the community gathering or another event where you encounter others and reduce your sense of isolation. Focus on what you do have control over. Volunteer, do something in your community. And if you have children, talk to your children in honest and positive terms. And finally, if these events trigger other things from the past, or you find yourself experiencing past painful memories, then it's okay to ask for help. Talk to your therapist. You just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.